This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world. Monday brings us back around into our position of prominence, hopefully in your day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV Experience. Kara Schillen is a genius. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. She just helped me fix a malady on my computer, and I don't understand, and neither does she, how it happened. But I was listening to something that was very motivational yesterday afternoon in the car as I was driving from one location to another. And I'm listening to it, and it's nice, interesting information, and so forth. And then it stopped, and I looked down, and I couldn't see anything. There was no light on the screen. So I'm thinking to myself, what the heck happened? Did the screen blow up? It's got a little crack in it, but there's no water exposed. Why did it go dark? Couldn't understand it all afternoon. Megan looked at it, and Miles looked at it. Miles is very interested. I'm trying to... So I just said to Kara a few minutes ago, what do you suppose happened to her? And I sent a note to Brendan to find out, because he and I are having lunch today. Is there a Verizon store nearby? And so I just said to Kara, what's the problem? What do you think the problem is? And she said, go to brightness, and this other is a switchy do what dunga. And
that's exactly what I said, by the way. There's a switchy do dunger thing.
It's a do what dunga. So I don't understand, though. I wasn't even touching it, and it went.
This happens to my phone all the time.
Does it?
Yep. I have no idea why, but the screen will just set itself to the darkest level, and I haven't even touched it. It's just... Do you have an iPhone 6?
I do.
Yeah, that's what I have. It must be a bug with the 6s. They'll send out an update.
What can we do? Let's do something. What can we do to get them?
Complain, and then they'll send an update that fixes the bug.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's complain. Let's do that. All right, so here we are, ladies and gentlemen, to be happy, to be grateful, to act happy starting the week. Professor Steffen explaining, in essence, Yoda has gotten it right. Yoda is on top of everything. It was a very good, and this weekend was a very mind-opening experience for me. What did you ladies do for the weekend? What was happening in Jennifer's life that made a difference to you? Your family, the world, what happened?
I had a great weekend, actually. I did.
You have a hole in your wall now. What's the problem with that?
Well, that's part of Plumapalooza, which started way back in October and has led to, like, I swear, there's been like 3 or 4 different plumbing problems. Mm-hmm. Never had a single one in this house with my old bathroom, but now, So here we go. Mm-hmm. But no, I was wine tasting in Paso Robles this weekend in the Central Coast. And I was up there with a group of my friends, and we had like 13 people, and we went to different wineries. No, we went to a house, or we rented a house which had like 7 bedrooms. It was a great time just to be out in the country, get some fresh air. There was a horse in our driveway. I mean, it was fun. Yeah.
Just a random horse in the driveway for extra scenery.
No, he lived there.
Very nice. You rent the horse for scenery?
I did, you know.
Oh, yeah. Wow, right. That's awesome.
So we're
no cell phone
time.
Service. I mean, it's great. It was great. Yeah.
All right, so Victoria, what kind of nonsensical fun stuff did you do?
We were in beast mode wedding planning all weekend, we did so much stuff. It was insane. My mom and Lewis and I, we did the caterer, we did the florist, we did the birthday cake, the wedding cake. I found a gluten-free wedding cake that's going to be amazing.
Even though I'm not going to get invited.
I have a wheat allergy, I can't eat wheat anymore, so I have to. If I want to have a bite of my own wedding cake without getting sick, I needed to find a gluten free.
You notice that, folks?
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
Really? I said I didn't get invited to the wedding, but I hope I can get a piece of cake sent in the mail.
I will definitely send you cake.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You didn't get invited to the wedding, Doug?
No. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that's awkward.
Don't worry. I won't post any pictures.
Because both Kara and Jennifer are invited. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're each other's dates. Nothing for you, huh?
No. We're just doing, it's going to be like 22 people. It's just very small.
Of your favorite people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, me and Jen are two of those people.
I'm trying to get around this one.
Okay. But no, it was really, really fun, and wedding planning is, well, it was super fun for my mom and me, and it was like a little bit of fun for Lewis. he was filling out his brackets the whole time with highlighters, so.
Okay, so, Kara, what'd you do?
I was also in beast mode this weekend, but a little bit of a different beast mode, as I told Victoria, because I saw Beauty and the Beast on Saturday.
Right.
Really? Which I'll spare you all the details from, because I know you don't care. But I will just tell you, it was very beautiful. It was great. I loved it. And then I raved about it and listened to the soundtrack immediately after the movie for like 20 minutes.
So should I go see it? I didn't go to the movies at all this weekend. I was too busy. Bob and I have our pictures posted at Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the DJV site. See a picture of Bob and I next to the largest Wurlitzer organ in this part of the world. And it's in an old theater that does old movies, old silent movies. And this organ guy accompanies the movie. We sat and watched a Buster Keaton movie. It was awful. But the organ stuff was cute. There was a sing-along. You can imagine I like that. And there was also a Laurel and Hardy movie, and the theater was packed. And so Bob
that's
and I
fun.
Went up to the front and had our picture taken, and so that's what we posted. We both very
you didn't look so happy,
somber.
Though. He looked,
it was very
he
somber.
Happy.
It was a very somber occasion. I was told I couldn't sing, and that was right after I was told I couldn't sing that the picture was taken. So you can imagine.
Yeah, you look mad.
Yeah, I was mad. It's outrageous. Telling me I can't sing? What do you think is going to happen? And Miles wasn't even there.
Stop, please. Miles. Where is he? Kara, we got to hit that every single time Doug mentions singing.
I know that you love saying it yourself, though, so sometimes
no,
I let
it's
you
way
take
cuter.
The
he is way, way cuter.
Yeah.
See? I mean, that's gold.
Miles and I had ice cream last night as a dessert. We had a nice time with that. It was a special kind of... I've never... we went to Montrose, Jennifer. Last
oh,
night.
You're in my neck of the woods.
Well, yeah, we were. It was. It's a,
I'd
if never
I had been home,
before.
I would have been mad you didn't call me.
Well, you weren't home, though. I knew you were out drinking with the girls.
Right, sure,
mm-hmm. So, this neat little old village, and they had a couple of nice restaurants in town. It's like a town that time forgot, in
mm-hmm.
essence.
It's a great place.
Yeah, it really is. Nice
where'd you get ice cream?
There's a yogurt place on the corner, and then the ice cream place is right up the street on the right after that.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. You know, what's really fun, if you take him on a Sunday, they have a farmer's market every Sunday, and they have, like, a little petting zoo and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Really? We usually go to the other, there's a down in Alhambra, not Alhambra. Is it Alhambra? There's a farmer's market we go to on Sunday mornings often over there. But anyway, that's, Miles made it, man. I'll tell you something. That kid is the most precious thing. I wrote a note to, you know, there's a great... philosophy, and I was being very philosophical this weekend for lots of reasons, and that's why I came out with the Yoda thing a few minutes ago. Do or do not, there is no try. You've got to do the best you can, or you've got to not do it. Well, no matter what it is, whether it's... I applied that to raising Miles, and what a perfect looking at him. And there's some other little children who were there last night. I was looking at them and thinking about God's perfection and how these beings come into the world as perfect. And Miles, and I, when I see him and I see his mother, the two of them together, it's really it's beautiful, actually. It's quite cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww, so cute. Aww.
Yeah, it is. All right, so anyway, that takes care of
it. I saw a piglet pooping this weekend.
So what in the world? You were out wine tasting, but you were out in the mucky with the
pig? Central Coast, no. Paso Robles just is a, you know, you're out in the country. These are farmers. They're grape farmers, essentially. That's who's doing it. So when you go, they have chickens and they have all kinds of stuff running around.
Hmm. Okay. All right. In a moment, a view to the... I miss my cows. I haven't been around any cows for a few months because I've been here. So
should've
I miss
come.
The cows. Yeah. the winners and losers. I have a couple of comments on the budget proposals and some things that have happened already as a result of the budget suggestions, which we'll get to in a moment here. 16 after the hour with the DJV Experience.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 9090 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 9090. Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 18 after the hour, the DJV Experience. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horan. And Victoria Keelan. So the announcement on Friday of what the president wants in his wish list to do to the budget circumstance that would be adopted in October, Homeland Security up, Pentagon up, and that sort of thing, the National Nuclear Administration. And then there were cuts that were announced. The ones I got excited about, I think that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, some of these pure political plays like the Delta Regional Authority and the Denali Commission.
What does that even mean? Like, I don't
it's
even
nothing.
Know.
Well, that's why this is such a wonderful exercise.
Yeah, I mean, if this gets rid of
the whole
stuff
conversation, look at all this stuff we're paying for. People don't even know what the hell it does.
Right, and if this has been hiding in a budget for years and years, then this is good news to get rid of it and bring it
to light.
All right,
so then there were people that were hooping and hollering because Meals on Wheels apparently...
Well, that one
target.
I don't agree with, yeah.
So, anyway, one of the good things that comes out of it, and you see how public activism works. Because of the budget proposal that would cut Meals on Wheels, and I will tell you that it won't get cut. It might get cut a little, but it ain't going to be cut because it's too popular, and politicians will never kill stuff like this. But anyway, over the weekend, Americans donated 50 times more online than they normally would I think that the Meals on Wheels program is probably something that ought to be supported, but still it shows you what we can do if the government steps out of things. So that's something that I have, you know, it's kind of like looking at all of the money for the humanities and what goes to the arts and to museums and all of that stuff. That's great stuff. It's fabulous stuff. But we shouldn't, as taxpayers, be paying for it. We shouldn't. So then the EPA is going to get cut. But before they do, and they are going to get cut as much as Trump wants them to, they give them $100 million to help fix Flint's water issue. This has taken 4 years, and nobody in the Obama administration did a damn thing, and it took 4 weeks, and they took care of it.
No. This was $100 million that Obama gave them. This was not a Trump thing.
We did.
Yes, this... Under Obama's administration, you know what I mean, he signed to give $100 million. This was not Trump.
So, well...
Trump would not give $100 million right now.
Under the circumstances, he didn't say no. Could have said no.
Well, it was already done.
Yeah, but they didn't have the money yet. 21 after the hour.
Thank you. We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
To say anything, just listen to the music. Chuck Berry, listen to this. This was so Chuck Berry. All of the things he did was so Chuck Berry. Here's a guy that was a kid all of his life. He died over the weekend, for those of you who don't know. Referred to often by people from my era of radio. I started playing music in 1965, and I was for 9 years a disc jockey. I can't tell you how many times I played Chuck Berry's music. He was the father of rock and roll. He really was. And you've seen any number of obituaries over the weekend. He was a real rebel from start to finish. Rebellious music. I've seen a lot of great tributes to Berry since he died. He was very important in lots of different ways. Back in the early days of rock, Chuck Berry was supplying the backbeat to a lot of songs that you didn't know. A lot of songs that he was identified with, but he was also in the studio with a lot of the other greats performing, because people asked, they knew him at the beginning and they knew his brilliance, his genius. Have you got Sweet Little 16? You do have that there, right? He did. This is Maybelline, Sweet Little 16. Rocking and bandstand in Philadelphia, PA. Heart of Texas. And around the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis. Way down in New Orleans. All the cats want to dance with Sweet Little 16.
Doesn't this sound like the Beach Boys' Surfing USA would never have existed without this song?
No, it was. Totally. Beach Boys,
it's like almost a blatant ripoff.
This was the first of the controversial songs that nobody thought about at the era. The things that last week or the week before, we played a bunch of songs that were politically incorrect. This was the first politically incorrect song about dating and making it with a 16-year-old.
Oh.
Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he was the first guest on American Bandstand. And
really?
I remember Dick Clark, who it was actually Philadelphia Bandstand when it got started, because it was a local show until it went national a year or so after it got started. John Lennon said it shouldn't have been called rock and roll. It should have been called Chuck Berry. And he was a... People loved to get him on their radio programs. And he provided a lot of music and a lot of great stuff. There was no Pandora, no Spotify back then. And no social media. The social media was the rock and roll disc jockeys, of which I was pleased. But I was 10 years into it. It was the 50s when this stuff got started. There's no real disc jockey today. All they do is talk about Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. They don't have a clue about the music. They don't talk about the music. That's why people, the guys that run radio stations, wonder why nobody's listening to their station, because they don't have any good... There's one station in L.A. anymore. It's 100.3. They call it The Sound, Jennifer. And
that's
they play
right.
a lot of music from the 70s and 80s, but the jocks actually know what they're talking about, which is rare. Most of the people that are on these stations now just read cards. So anyway, this guy was the most important person in the history of rock and roll, in my opinion. And perhaps in saying that, he was the most important person to radio. I remember the stories about him when we get started. He would show up for a performance and he'd want his money in cash. In an envelope or a
I've heard that story, too, and it's true.
before he would play, he wanted his money in cash. And that went on.
Make sure those checks don't bounce.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, note the passing of Chuck Berry, the age of 90. It's 28 past the hour. I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll. Moaning siren for the stable troll. So I let out my wings and then I...
Work ethic isn't built overnight. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. To genuinely build work ethic, it's important to work hard at all things, not just the things you like. Sure, there will be things towards which you gravitate, and in those areas, working hard will come much easier. But work ethic is built by your approach to everything you do, in every task, in every moment. How you approach the moment and task is defining how you build your work ethic. And look, work ethic will carry you a very long way. Now, of course, we want to be mindful of the concept of working smarter, not harder, but we also want to be mindful of the ways in which we are training ourselves to work hard by the work ethic we have in all things we do. For inspiration and motivation along the way, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Now, the magnificence of radio is in your ear, and thank you for allowing us to be in your ear, which means we'll get to your head. If nothing else, we may not go any further than that, but that's far enough. The DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the genius, is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We'll get to Biff and Biff, some of the sports news. First, though, something that I find nonsensical has nothing to do with me being racist, because I'm not. You've heard me all talking about...
That's a whole separate story.
The importance. Well, I've been influenced a lot by a couple of movies that I've seen this winter. The 13th, mm-hmm. which is about the 13th Amendment, and I'm Not Your Negro. And it's brought me around to thinking a lot about slavery and the conditions, not only then, but now, in our prisons and just general opportunities and stuff. However, I don't think this is the way to fix it. Arkansas has had a day for both Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert E. Lee, the general, Confederate general. And so now the Arkansans want to give MLK his own holiday. He's been sharing that day with the Robert E. Lee, as I said. I don't see why we're honoring Robert E. Lee. Actually, It's too bad he wasn't on the side of the Union, because he was a better general than preferably. If you study in history how smart General Robert E. Lee was, you would think it was too bad that he wasn't a Northern general, depending on where you're coming from. I know some of you are still fighting the Civil War down in Arkansas and Kentucky and down in Louisiana, wherever the hell you are, you know, keep fighting it. But this is a bill that would make sure the children know about the place the two men have in history. That's okay, but why we need another holiday? We don't need a holiday for Martin Luther King Jr., never mind. And I don't know whether there ought to be, like, we have President's Day. Should there be Black Americans Day? And then this, people are going to say, well, let's have a White Americans Day. I mean, these holidays get to be foolish. So on one hand, it's a good idea to separate out the value of what Martin Luther King Jr. did versus Robert E. Lee. They had nothing to do with each other other than, I suppose, you know, the fight over slavery. And Robert E. Lee would have been a slave, was a slave owner, in fact. But the civil rights movement, it ought to be that we're in school on these days talking about, it's the same as present a lot of these holidays. They ought to be where we don't honor these people anyway. How many people even remember when Martin Luther King Jr. Day was in January? What'd you do? You went out and you bought sheets or something.
Oh, no, I worked, I think. Didn't we just
work?
Yeah,
of course, we were on the air. Yeah. We don't allow holidays here. But, you know, Alabama
don't
Mississippi.
Don't worry, we've noticed.
It will be the only states to have. It's the third Monday in January. I just don't see it. I don't see it. It's nonsense. It's good to have them separated, but it's also good for children especially to be in school. Adults pay no attention to why we have these holidays, so why should we have them? That would be my
editorial
point.
Economically, the holidays like that tend to be really good for the U.S. economy. I mean, they're good for shopping,
yeah,
they're good for traveling, they're good
fine.
For...
So have a
so
shopper's holiday.
A
don't misname them and try to...
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't
us,
be... Un, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you want a shopping holiday, then call it a shopping holiday.
Yeah.
The third Monday of every third month, you're a shopping holiday. And don't try to phony it up with attention to Martin Luther King Jr. or, in this case, Robert E. Lee or the president or anything else, because it's a joke. It's not. It's offensive, actually. I think it's offensive to have somebody tell me it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day and nobody pays any attention to it. They don't even know. Unfortunately, the kids coming along now, they don't have a clue who he even was. They don't know. They study the 64 civil rights movement and all that stuff that led up to all those people. I mean, and it was, by the way, in my lifetime, in the 50s, blacks were hung in the South in the 50s. So you don't think that's a sobering experience for people who are alive today to know, and some of you maybe who are older than that are listening to this program maybe even saw blacks hung from trees in the 50s. These are, and by the way, some of them were people that were in the service, the Navy, the Army, during World War II, come back, not be able to find a job, become vagrants, and they'd get chased around and they'd get hung. That's the kind of thinking that there was in this country just 70 years ago, 65 years ago. Pretty disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, so on that backdrop, let's get to what's really important, March Madness. Continuing, the wife of Wichita State, wife of the coach, his name is Greg Marshall. His wife's name is Lynn. What is her name? I'm trying to find her name here.
Did Wichita beat Kansas? I forget. We were in the car when that game
was.
No, they lost.
They lost, yeah. Okay.
Right. So she got fouled out because she got up and yelled at the, the refs. I was looking at a picture of her. A good-looking lady. Not that that should be... Well, that's a sexist comment, isn't it, huh? well, Lynn Marshall is her name. She got boisterous, and she got up and yelled at the officials, and they said, "You're out of here."
She must have been yelling quite a bit because that takes, I mean, everyone was has been yelling during these games. And these are really heated, you know, intense games. So she must have been really over the top.
Apparently she was dropping some F-bombs or something like that. I don't think
she was.
I don't, don't think she was too happy that they lost.
Wow. She's being passionate.
She loves her husband, obviously. That's good, but... the lesson here, lady, is keep your F-bombs to yourself.
Right.
All right. All right. So let's see. What else is... baseball season starts, what is it, 2 weeks from this weekend? Or is it 1 week?
Before we move on from March Madness, can we confirm, did Villanova actually lose?
I don't know.
You don't get a confirmation from me. I could care less.
That's a bracket buster, if you ask me.
Is
All
it?
Right. Back to
Duke lost,
studio.
Right? Did Duke lose?
Oh, I thought Duke won.
Did they?
I know Oregon won, and that's the game that I was watching yesterday. They won by 3 points, and that's why I have winning the whole thing. So if they lose, then I'm totally donezo.
All right, so...
I don't know. Do we find out about Villanova yet?
I'll look it up.
Yeah, I think they lost.
I purposely don't do sports on this program, meaningful sports, because we don't, any of us have a clue, and I don't want to sound like we don't know what
that's not true. That's not true.
Like, I don't have a clue about college basketball. That's why I asked.
The last 60 seconds has sounded completely clueless. You don't know who won this game, that game.
With March Madness, it's hard if you have
32 games.
It's hard if you have a life to keep up with all of it. You can't watch all of the games because there's a bunch of games going on at the same time. And so if you're doing anything else with your life, then you have to check the update the next day, and I just haven't had the update yet.
Right. And we were driving back last night, and every 5 minutes checking with Siri, because Siri will give you the scores of all the games that are happening. So just, Siri was our scoreboard, so Lewis could fill out his brackets while driving. Super safe.
And you didn't give him any starch, of course, at all for driving and doing the brackets.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I did.
And Duke did lose, which I hate them.
That's what I thought,
So, haha.
Hey, Lewis, get used to it. You're going to be married pretty soon. All right, let's see what happened to the baseball. This is what does excite me. That's the beginning of the baseball season, because for all kinds of reasons, including baseball, is kind of fun. But it opens, this spring's first day is tomorrow, and it's the first day of the
It's always the first week of April,
Yes, the first weekend in April. And so we have tomorrow, we'll be celebrating beginning of spring. And it's also the beginning of the astrological calendar. Aries opens up. It's the first sign in the zodiac. So that'll be fun. But for the meantime, the only baseball news we can find today is that it's going to be... I did see one movie over the weekend. It was called Fitness. It was the Great Fit. Something to the Fit. It's a new movie that's in the art houses.
Are you watching workout DVDs? What are you?
No. This was the story of the CrossFit Games last year, and who won, men and women. I had no idea there was this much support. Nike sponsors it, and the winners got $265,000 for winning the fitness games. I thought that was pretty fabulous.
Is this like weightlifting and stuff?
No, well, it's all kinds of activities. Not just weightlifting, but it's all kinds of activities, athletic challenges that are sort of like races, and it's just the survival of the fittest.
Yeah, my dad watches
literally.
These sometimes, and they're crazy. I mean, they do all kinds of huge weightlifting, but then they're doing tons of push-ups, and I think one of the things I remember is they were doing basically upside-down push-ups, so they're vertical.
Jeez.
With their hands on the ground, and they're pushing themselves up and down. It's insane.
SpongeBob SquarePants, or whatever his name is, does those too, I think. All right, anyway.
I don't remember that part of the show, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay, so what's the news here, Biff? Baseball is returning to the Olympics. Why?
That's the news.
Nobody can understand why they were taken out in the first place, right?
It's very bizarre, right? I mean, I don't know why, but I guess in 2020, the Olympic Games will be in, is it Tokyo?
Yeah, Tokyo.
Yeah, and then so I guess they're going to do at least one baseball game and one softball game will be played in Fukushima, of course, which is where the earthquake and tsunami was in 2011, and then the big explosion at the nuclear power plant. So they spent $220 billion to make Fukushima habitable again, and Olympic organizers want to support that, which is fine, except some environmental groups like Greenpeace are saying that the radiation levels are still not healthy, and it's especially not healthy for women and young children. So, I don't know, Japan probably won't get all of the good press that they're hoping to get from that.
What's the story with Trump going out, was it last week or the week before, Jennifer, talking about L.A. getting, should get the Olympics in... I think
it's really kind of interesting because LA is in the bid to get the Olympics, and they were in contention with a bunch of other places, but now it's just between Paris and Los Angeles. And so what's weird is that Eric Garcetti, who's like hiring people to fight everything that Trump does ever, is actually working with Trump to secure the Olympics. And people were saying, and this is, I had forgotten all about this. Remember back in 2009 when President Obama actually took some criticism and heat for flying himself to meet with the Olympics committee to lobby for Chicago, and then they immediately dumped him out of contention when he did that. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Trump has been really busy, like, negotiating, trying to get the Olympics, or help Eric Garcetti get the Olympics to Los Angeles. I have a feeling it's a done deal, because if the Olympic Committee chooses Paris, which has so many security concerns over Los Angeles, I can't see it happening.
I think Los Angeles would be a great choice.
Yeah, it'd be good for the traffic here, that's for sure.
That's the thing.
That's true, yeah.
Is that we had the Olympics back in the 80s, and everybody thought it was going to be a traffic nightmare, but businesses were given incentives for staggering their schedules. It was easy breezy and a piece of cake. I just don't know if this mayor has the starch to do that. The traffic has never been worse.
Ugh. And he turns. Oh, and the other thing that he takes credit for is fixing the. Oh, that was one of the things when I was looking at the budget numbers. Garcetti says he fixed the homeless problem in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so, he tripped over a homeless guy on the street.
Listen to this though. The budget cut, the suggestion in the budget mechanism that Trump put out last week was to cut money for homeless. On the same day, the state of California announced it was going to spend $3 billion to help the plight of the homeless. So every GD homeless person in the country will be coming. They didn't just all come here for the weather. Now they'll be coming because there'll be monetary incentives to come.
And the funny thing is he ran on this. Like, he wants to run for governor. He ran on fixing the traffic and the homeless problem. And there are not two worse things going on in Los Angeles. I mean, other than the crime the crime has started to spike in L.A. But he could have talked about negotiating deals from, you know, bringing production back to Hollywood, because that's one of the things he's actually done. And people just go and they vote, and then we're handing out more money to the homeless, which there is a ton of money going into programs already for the homeless. The people that are on the streets are people who want to be on the streets.
How about we get jobs for the homeless that know how to work, that are mentally and physically
well, there are a lot of places that are doing that, and they're transitioning people from homelessness. Mm-hmm. There's that Crystallis House or whatever. It's one of the things that I've supported in the past, and they transition people, but it's a slow process when it's a private foundation. So
it's also the people that are out there that I see, at least, are people that want to be there because either they have mental health issues or they're drug addicts, and they don't want rules imposed on them, so they like this. And it's just, I mean, we can't imagine it, but the people I know, I mean, there are homeless shelters in my area that sit empty at night because the people like it.
It's the same in New York City. I mean, the homeless problem in New York City right now is the worst that it's ever been in the 10 years that I've been here. And it's certainly, I mean, I grew up at an hour outside of the city, so my family, we were always coming into the city. And, you know, the Giuliani years, that was accurate. There were, like, no homeless people, and it was a joke. Where did they all go?
Shoot them on sight.
Yeah, I was like, where did they all disappear to? Like, a spaceship took them away? And now they're everywhere. I mean, it's really bad. I don't know what the answer is, but
I'm sure
bad.
The $3 billion we lost to help fix the problem here, just we'll feed them, and we'll give them blankets, and they can sleep under. We used to be able, when we crossed over from the old house over in Entrada to the beach, you walk underneath it, and it scared everybody that would go into there, the stuff that was going on. Oof. Mm. All right, anyway, so that takes care of
that's
some
sports.
Of the sports. There it is. 10 before the hour here of DJV.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk Report, Tech Talk Time, with a focus on really bad stuff going on at ATMs. Look out for this one. Victoria will have that story for us in a moment, along with Netflix and some of the things that it's doing. So let's get to the meat, the heart of the matter. As soon as I tell you about the absolutely perfect job ZipRecruiter is doing for people who listen to this program. ZipRecruiter.com, working for your business, getting a job for your company, following your rules to get your best candidate. Posting your job at ZipRecruiter.com does nothing but make sense, because your job will be posted on all the job sites. You just one click, and that's it. That's all you have to do. One click. At ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, no emails, no calls, no screening. It's all done for you, rating the potential employees. So you can look at all the info and the data and say, okay, I want to hire that person. All right, do it with ZipRecruiter. Easy, very easy. Easy, easy, parcheesi. What's that expression?
I think you just did it.
Is that it? Okay.
I think so.
ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Free. Use it free. We've made that deal. Free use of ZipRecruiter. It's used by all the big companies, medium-sized companies. Thousands and thousands of people right now have jobs posted at ZipRecruiter.com. So go there, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Post your jobs free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay, so here we are with this ATM scam. Man, I'll tell you something. Every day you got to wonder if these people stay up at night trying to figure this stuff out.
I know. It's a pretty scary ATM scam. It started in London, and now it's been reported on Long Island and across the five boroughs of New York City. It's a very, very tiny camera that has been glued to an ATM that's right above where the cash dispenser is, which is also where the keypad is. And essentially, these people have, a few of them have been busted, but most of the time they haven't been. So they have a skimmer that takes your card number, and then the tiny, tiny camera, and I mean, this is the size of a pinhole. It's so small. And they have some pictures that the police have tweeted showing how tiny these cameras are. And what they do is they'll have your card number from the skimmer, and then they watch you put your pin in. So now they have all of your information basically with that. They have your PIN number, but they also can make a new card with a 3D printer. All they need is the number and your PIN. And so this is a dangerous scam. Anytime you're using an ATM that is not inside of a bank, and even then some, be extra cautious. Always inspect the ATM machine. Look for scratches or any place where it looks like someone might have tampered with the machine. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing you always need to do is, while you're typing in your PIN, cover your numbers with your other hand, because that will block any of the cameras and the angles. So the police are saying, please make sure that this is just a habit that everyone does. Cover your keypad while you're putting in your PIN.
All right, so there's that. Those of you who are upset with Netflix, when you, and I have fallen into this, we sat and watched House of Cards, and you might go through two or three episodes, and the intro takes so much time,
right,
like you could take a nap.
Right.
So Netflix is going to fix that, apparently, yeah?
Apparently enough people have complained about this, and House of Cards seems to be the show that people keep referencing. And so Netflix is going to introduce a skip intro button. And it's been rolling out to a few different cities over the past few weeks. Netflix hasn't made this an official announcement yet, but users are realizing they can skip it. So it's going to become a full rollout, I believe, within the next week or two. So you won't have to sit through all that. Also in Netflix news, they are changing their rating system. So it's no longer going to be a 5-star rating system. It will just be a thumbs up or thumbs down option, like YouTube has, like Facebook uses, Pandora. Netflix reportedly said that the new system of thumbs up, thumbs down gets 200% more responses. So, because it's super easy to hit thumbs up or thumbs down. So Netflix is going to roll out with that feature too.
There's a tech gap between rural and urban areas, problems it creates, and it's not just people streaming. Parts of Ohio, for example, residents say that they have to choose between country living and decent internet. One mother said it's going to affect our children in the long run, who aren't getting the same opportunities. So a lot of rural areas are either ahead of the game or behind it. Interesting, 50% of rural residents in the U.S. get speeds over 25 megabits per second. In urban areas, the number is 94% with access, so it's less in the rural areas. That's because there's only one provider in a lot of these areas. You get more competition, and that's what some of the states are trying to do. So if you don't have competition in your area, go argue, don't complain to the local Gestapo, all right? It's 59 past the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.